Mark Levin, Democrat Economic Agenda is Degrowth. By Jeff Poor on July 18, 2022. During Sunday's broadcast of FNC's Life, Liberty, and Levin, conservative talker Mark Levin argued President Joe Biden and the Democratic Party were intentionally destroying the American economy, which has made the United States reliant on foreign countries. According to Levin, government spending and the consequences of it, including rampant inflation, were part of that destruction. Transcript as follows. Levin, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to prove to you in the next 10 minutes that Joe Biden and the Democratic Party are in fact responsible for sabotaging our economy and sabotaging our energy industry. It has nothing to do with foreign forces and foreign powers or boogeyman. It has something to do with actual policies that have been in the process now for decades. Now, these policies they put under the nomenclature of climate change, or the Green New Deal. They started in the 1970s in Europe. As I pointed out in my book, American Marxism, where professors from all over the world, activists, Marxists, left-wing politicians, they all met, and they came up to this notion of climate control as a venue, as a system through which they would push their economic agenda. Their economic agenda, if you read the research and scholarship, which I've done, is economic degrowth. Degrowth the industrial society. Marx hated the industrial society, and he was relatively shocked when he saw, particularly in the latter parts of his life, that in the United States, as our industries grew, as our capitalist system expanded economic activity and prosperity, that rather than the proletariat, the workers rising up and overthrowing the bourgeoisie, the owners and the managers, quite the opposite occurred. That is the lifestyle for most people went up. We created this vast middle class, a vast middle class, which is the heart and soul of America and the American system. It is the opposite of what Marx intended. And the leftists have been fighting this ever since for the last 100 years, and now it's come to a head. And in the Biden administration, he has the most radical appointees in these department heads. In the bureaucracy, in every unit and office and division in the federal government in American history, and they are abiding by this half-century-old degrowth movement. They can call it whatever they want, but that's exactly what it is. It is a war on capitalism, and you know what? It's working. It's not Putin. It's not the world economy. It is Biden and the Biden administration and the Democrats who have embraced every syllable of this propaganda. Now, let's walk through this. Relax, let's take some steps together here. As Fox has pointed out, on January 20, 2021, the first day in office, Biden's first actions, well, among them was to revoke approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, oppose a moratorium on oil and gas leasing on federal lands and in federal waters. Roughly 25% of U.S. production comes from the federal areas. The Keystone XL cancellation confirmed to many policy watchers Biden's willingness to use one of climate activists' favorite tactics, blocking midstream pipelines to restrict upstream production. The moves were part of Biden's broader climate agenda target to reduce greenhouse gases. Now, what are greenhouse gases? A greenhouse gas is poison. It sounds ominous. No, greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. Ever drive by one of these sort of glass buildings? And they create a greenhouse gas environment so they can grow plants during the winter or during a harsh season. Those are greenhouses, right? That's greenhouse gas, carbon dioxide. That's what they focus on. The vast majority of the greenhouse gases are condensation, water. Carbon dioxide represents, well, let me give you an example. You have a stadium of 10,000 seats, four seats, almost no pollution when you really think about it. As a result of carbon dioxide and what else? Without carbon dioxide we die. Carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. The federal government doesn't even have regulatory authority to regulate it. It's not a pollutant. What is it? It is oxygen for plants. In essence, plants use carbon dioxide to create oxygen for you and me. Remember, we used to like the Amazon? We used to like trees, we used to like all those things. Well, they suck up our carbon dioxide and push out oxygen, but let's go on. February 26, 2021. Biden updates the social cost of greenhouse gas emissions, dramatically altering the way the U.S. government calculates the real-world costs of climate change. June 1, 2021. Biden proposed eliminating a slew of tax benefits for oil, gas, coal producers in favor of electric vehicles and other low-carbon energy alternatives as part of this $6 trillion budget for the next fiscal year. If you buy an automobile, a very, very expensive automobile, even a Rolls-Royce, and they have electric features to it, you get a $7,500 tax break. It's sick. November 17, 2021, Biden sent a letter to Federal Trade Commission Chair Lina Khan, encouraging an investigation of oil, gas companies and retail gasoline prices. March 12, 2022, congressional Democrats proposed to tax top U.S. oil producers and importers and direct the collected money to Americans. March 21, 2022, Biden's SEC proposes landmark climate rules, which it has no authority to propose at all. And then we have the environmental, social, and governance standards, ESG, pushed by the SEC, which has no authority, statutory authority whatsoever, to push the leftist agenda on every company in America that reports to the SEC as part of their auditing requirements. Now, Fox was actually very kind in the way they talked about the Biden administration, in a sense. They had those issues. But here's AFP, they have 25 steps the Biden administration has taken to smother energy production, investment and development. You can look it up yourself. And that includes everything from adopting new EPA oil and gas rules to restricting or impeding energy projects, rejoining the Paris Agreement, appointing unaccountable energy regulators, forcing states to restrict driving, raising the price of cars and trucks, instituting a new policy on carbon taxes in organized wholesale electricity markets, raising the prices of common household necessities as a result, stifling energy innovation, altering regulatory cost analysis, imposing new costs on power generation, impeding American exports, raising taxes across the board, and of course, fueling the fire for future regulation and the lack of future investment. Another expert, U.S. natural gas prices in the Northeast face more upward pressure amid Russia's war on Ukraine because there is insufficient pipeline infrastructure for the Northeast to get its natural gas from Pennsylvania, of which there is a ton to the Northeast, because the pipeline construction has been halted. So, we're sending oil and gas to China, to India, all over the world, but we can't get it from Pennsylvania to New England in an efficient way. Even more, the GOP study committee. Here are 81 things that the Biden administration has done that it proposes in the future or is doing now to sabotage energy production in this country and the price of fuel in this country. It is a disastrous disgrace. They are sabotaging American industry and stealing from your pocketbooks. But they talk about electricity all the time. What are they doing about electricity? Well, according to another expert, Americans can expect to see electricity shortages this summer as traditional power plants are being retired more quickly than they can be replaced by renewable energy. And the required battery storage, the electric grid's independent system operators warn. Power grids are straining as conventional power plants fueled by coal and nuclear are being retired for intermittent forms of energy, such as wind and solar power. They need the backup of traditional plants or battery storage. Where does that come from? Wind and solar farms cannot produce electricity 24/7 as Americans demand it and need expensive and large batteries to store their output for later use. And while some battery storage capacity is being added, independent grid operators have warned that the rate of the additions may not be fast enough to offset the closures. Further exasperating the problem is the push by the Biden administration and many blue states to electrify home heating and cooking in electric cars and on and on and on. Biden and other world leaders believe that there is too much fossil fuel generating and not enough wind and solar power, and that one can easily transition to net zero carbon, which is not a pollutant, by building wind and solar farms and having them replace existing fossil fuel generators. Pure fantasy, since these renewable generators need a reliable backup. The belief is that battery storage can do the job. But when no wind is blowing, and no sun is shining, there will be no excess power to put the batteries into the batteries for later use. Plus, the cost of battery storage is extremely expensive. Alternatives are reaching net zero carbon by expanding nuclear power has been made impracticable by regulatory obstruction and locations for hydroelectric capacity have been mostly developed. The only option that remains is generation from wind and solar facilities. Now, They've had extensive government subsidies over decades, tax benefits, state mandates, and yet they represent a total of 12% of our energy capacity. Independent system operators are warning that America can expect electricity shortages. Those shortages are caused by the reckless move of transitioning the country to wind and solar power and retiring existing conventional generating technologies. We're not ready for this. We're not ready for this at all. And later in the program, I want to focus in on inflation. Joe Biden says inflation, the economies all over the world are having a problem. Our core inflation rate is higher than almost every core inflation rate in the developed world. When you spend like drunken Marxists, the consequences are massive inflation. And now what the Fed understands is they have to put the brakes on the economy. You know what that's called? That's not just called a recession, that's called stagflation. That's called you getting poorer, products getting more expensive, more difficult for you to meet your monthly budgets. That is how you destroy a country. So let me be abundantly clear. This has nothing to do with Russia invading Ukraine. It has nothing to do with Saudi Arabia. It has nothing to do with anything but Joe Biden, the Democratic Congress and the radicals. And you know what their plan is to fix the energy situation? They have no plan. How can they? They broke the system and they have no intention of fixing it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.